Well, was your mother pretty well educated too?
Yeah, she was a pretty good scholar.
Okay. And did she ever work outside the home?
No, never did.
Okay.
Except when she whipped me in the yard.
Do you know where your mother's parents came from?
Yeah. North Carolina.
Okay. And what about your father's parents?
They came from Scotland.
Straight from Scotland? Your father's parents did? That's interesting. Let's see, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your wife. Will you tell me how old she is?
She's 23. No, she's 79, I believe.
79, okay. And what's your wife's religion?
Camelot. Christian. They don't know if it'd be called Camelot.
First Christian.
And did she ever have a job outside the home?
Did you? Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. And where did she go to school?
Oldfield School Line.
Okay.
In Franklin County.
And how many years did she go?
About how many? Seven?
Went to the eighth grade.
Okay. No, thank you. And where was she born?
She was born in Franklin County.
Okay, about... Right down, about half, just a couple of miles?
1 mile.
Oh, just right down there. Okay. Okay.
Oh, that ain't the half.
She's born in Okay. And do you know if her parents were born here in Franklin County?
Yes. Well,
and how about your grandparents?
No, my mother was born in Pickens County.
Okay. Let's see, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to start shooting questions at you, and what I want again is just the word that you'd ordinarily use for whatever the thing is. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Let's see, what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Night.
Okay. And let's see now, what would the opposite of sunrise be?
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
clear.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs. Andirons. Andirons, I believe, is the correct name.
Oh, yeah, and if you have more than one word, you know, like fire dogs and andirons, tell me both of them.
Fire dogs and andirons.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Chips.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers?
Light wood.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in?
The closet.
Okay.